Wisconsin's military pay differential law was passed last year. It's been called the most significant expansion of military benefits in Wisconsin in decades. It provides the difference between soldiers' military wages and their often higher-paying state salaries for up to 2 years. But Wisconsin is only one of 30 other states and Puerto Rico which offer the benefit. Susan Crawford is with the Wisconsin Office of State Government Employee Relations. She says the hope is that more public and private employers follow suit.
When the governor signed this bill, part of his intention was to provide a role model for other employers, not just other state governments, but private sector employers as well. And the reason behind doing this is that it prevents a soldier and their family from being financially penalized when the soldiers are risking their lives overseas.
Crawford says American Family Insurance, Miller Brewing, and Schneider National Trucking are just a few private Wisconsin firms which also provide the benefit. Crawford points out the recently passed state budget also expands Wisconsin's tuition remission expansion program, provides property tax refunds for elderly disabled veterans and their spouses, and adds a new grant for homeless veterans in Milwaukee. Around the country, nearly 140,000 Guard and Reserve members are on active duty. That's almost half of the current force in Iraq and Afghanistan. And about 4 of every 10 of them take a pay cut when mobilized. As of the year 2000, that loss was an average of $1,700 a year. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.